So the new Super Smash Bros. Announcement, as we can see, Nintendo knows how to drum up the hype. There wasn't even any real gameplay footage in there, but they knew they were going to attract attention for the console by having that. Now that lets our imagination wander around wild. What is the game going to be like? Right now, there's no confirmation on whether the game is a port of the Wii U version or it's built up from scratch. Now, usually I do like innovation, but in this case, I would be happier if the game was the Wii U version with a ton of new features added. And I say this because the Wii U version of the game was excellent. There wasn't a lot wrong with it, and if we're looking at it in terms of labor cost, it's way better to take a nearly perfect product and add a ton of new content to it than to throw it away and start entirely from scratch redesigning everything. Things I would like to see in the next Smash Bros. As far as make your own level editor goes, I would say they should either do a really good job on it and give you a lot of customization options, or they should just completely axe it and focus on something that they can do very well. Maybe that's a good option for a DLC in the future, but if they have more important priorities, I understand. For the online mode, they did do a significant improvement over Brawl in the Wii U version by having the 4 Fun and the 4 Glory, and we could build on that. In the 4 Fun section, we could have a ton of different crazy, fun, loony options to play with, but on the 4 Glory section, there can definitely be some kind of infrastructure for competitive ranked play, maybe tournaments with small cash prizes or small Nintendo gift card prizes would, you know, get people coming and playing the game. Other things we want to see, single player game mode, yes or no. Now, in Brawl, I lean toward a strong no because it seemed to have taken up a lot of time that could have been spent on the multiplayer aspect, and it got repetitive, and, you know, we only all played it once and then stopped playing it. So I was happy on the Wii U version that they didn't have the single player anymore. However, if we're looking at a game such as the Wii U version that's already polished, and maybe we do want a 6-hour single player added onto it, as long as it's well designed and memorable, if they already have that solid foundation, they can definitely spend the resources to make an actually good campaign. Now, on for the topic we all care about, the controversial topic: what new characters are going to be in there? Now, here are my stances on these three following issues. Clones. I do prefer characters from the ground up. I can understand having some of the characters being clones for cost reasons. However, I expect that any clone-based characters should play differently, not just one being slower than the other, but have a lot of little differences that entirely change up how you use them if they are going to go that route. Number two, third-party characters. I think they're good to sprinkle in as a deal sweetener, but they should not be the focus of the game. I think third-party's characters should have a lease of one game and then gone. Pokemon. I feel like this series is at risk of being overrepresented. I think if they're going to add more Pokemon, they should cut some out, you know, because this is what Pokemon's for. It's not, you know, 1/5 of the entire cast should not be Pokemon. Now, as for characters I want to see, I completely understand that, you know, we have a very diverse gaming community, and not every single one of my niche preferences are going to be met, and that's totally fine. But I'd like to at least see some of these. And first of all, I'm going to say Isaac from Golden Sun, Midna from Legend of Zelda. She is one of the most popular characters. Between her magic attacks and then Wolf Link, a lot of creative things are possible. King K. Rool from Donkey Kong, because I think the Smash Bros. Franchise could use some more villains, some more heavyweights, and definitely some more cannons. I can imagine him being quite a brawler. Andy from Advance Wars. Now, I know this is very niche, but this franchise has been neglected for like 10 years, and I could imagine him being like Pokemon Trainer, where he can control a tank, a helicopter, and a soldier at the same time. This is a stretch, though. Next, Waluigi from Mario. At the end of the day, this whole Smash Bros. Franchise is that goofiness, and it would be sinful to include a character. I mean, to not include a character that's basically a meme. Dark Samus from Metroid. I know some people think, hey, you know, isn't that just a clone? Maybe she could be a mod of Samus, but she could have different moves. A teleport fade for her recovery, one intense hyper missile with a long cooldown instead of a few weaker missiles that Samus has. Her morph ball could be a field of electricity, and, you know, there's a variety of things you can do with her. I want to see Ridley in some sort of incarnation, though Sakurai, the head of Smash Bros., has said that he feels like making his size smaller will diminish his impact on the lore. I could kind of understand that. Next, who else would I like to see? Dixie Kong from Donkey Kong. Because, you know, the franchise could use more female characters, and she does have a lot of possible cool moves she can have, like that helicopter spin thing for mobility. And, you know, I just feel like we could use another Donkey Kong character of some sort. Ghirahim from Legend of Zelda is also a possibility. I don't think he's a really significant character in the whole franchise. However, he does have a lot of moves that would be great for Super Smash Bros. If you think about it. The Inkling from Splatoon. It's already confirmed, and I'm all for it. If anything, I would like to see two Inklings, because, you know, there's just a lot of different possible moves in that game, and it would be a shame to only get one. So, overall, I think there is one aspect of Super Smash Bros. That I think a lot of people are neglecting, especially when it comes to the characters they add, and that's, it's supposed to be a fun, goofy game. It's not always supposed to follow the rules. You know, how could you have Toon Link, Young Link, and regular Link fighting each other? Because it's not supposed to make sense. When the villager from Animal Crossing and the trainer from Wii Fit were announced, a lot of players were puzzled. They were not fighters in the conventional sense, and a lot of people take the franchise seriously. But at the end of the day, it's supposed to be ridiculous. I mean, why would Mario be fighting Link? It makes no sense. You know, I would love to see a lot of new weird characters. 8-bit Bowser? I'm for it. Super Mario Galaxy version of Mario? I'm for it. Toon Ganondorf with the two swords? You know what? I'm for it. As long as these new characters have interesting and innovative styles of play, I'm for them. And I think when it comes to Super Smash Bros., we're all at the point where we're kind of sober from all the hype. I know when the Wii version came out, people were crazy hyped about it, and, you know, many people are still excited about it now, but our expectations are more sober, we're more older, we're more mature, and in my case, I'm going to be happy with whatever we get. As long as it's not anything, like, horrible, I'll be happy with the new cast. And, you know, as long as we're using the Wii U version as the framework, or at least the starting point, I don't think it could be bad, so I'm definitely excited for this entry, and we'll see what happens.